Good morning, Nachum. Good Erev Shabbos, everybody. Tomorrow we have the privilege of reading Parshas Vayigash. Wow, Parshas Vayigash is probably one of the most emotional parshios in the Torah, if not arguably the most. What do we have in this parsha? We have, number one, the very strong soliloquy that Yehuda presents before the viceroy, not knowing it is his brother Yosef, that he's speaking to. And according to our rabbis, the Medrash teaches on the opening pasuk, Yigash Elov Yehuda. So the Medrash Rabbah in Sadi Gimel Beis quotes the pasuk from the Shir Shel Yom for Monday, Kinei Hamlochim Noadu. The kings come together, Avru Yachdov, and many interpretations, including Evra, anger, each one showed for the other. Now, it's fascinating, as we will see, that there are many different levels to Torah. There's known as Pshat, the literal translation, and there's Remez, which are strong hints towards the future, that even though a particular pasuk is referring to an event in the past, it has very powerful ramifications for the future. And there's the trash and the sword. So in Parshas Vayigash, as we'll see, there are many of these remazim that we're talking really on two different levels. So the literal translation, Vayigash Elov Yehuda, is the Yehuda pleading for mercy for Binyamin, his brother. On the other hand, the Haftorah for Parshas Vayigash comes from Yechezkel, Perek Lamed Zayin, and Hashem says to Yechezkel, V'yato ben Adam, you son of man, kachucha eitz echad, take one staff, and write on it Yehuda, and take another staff, and write on it Yosef, basically representing the two different kingdoms that emerged after the death of Shlomo HaMelech, the kingdom of Yehuda and the kingdom of Ephraim. And what are you to do? Take these two staffs, V'korav Osam Echad El Echad, and bring them close to one another, right? L'eitz Echad, that they shall become one. V'oyu L'achadim B'yodecha, and miraculously, they shall become one in your hand. And what's going on here? The Navi explains. If anybody should ask, the answer is very straight. Unlike the schism, unlike the tension that existed in the past between the two kingdoms, there will be a time in the future when we're all going to be one. The Navi continues, Komar Hashem Elokim. This is what Hashem has said. I take the children of Israel from among the nations to which they went. I shall gather them from around, and I shall bring them to their soil. I shall make them into a single nation in the land upon Israel's hills, and a single king shall be for them, all as a king, and they shall no longer be two nations, no longer divided into two kingdoms again. So the literal translation is, I have Yehuda coming to the viceroy. The remez is, wow, teaching us that there is going to be the restoration of Ahava, Achva, Shalom, Vereus, of true brotherhood, true unity in Klal Yisrael. And we pray that even though it's come through challenges, we are B'li Ayin Hara, pinch yourself, living in very special times where we are seeing this incredible unification. I'd like to attribute some of this to our Torah, to the beautiful piece of Rav Baruch Simon Shlita in his Sefer Imrei Baruch, in his second Ma'amar on Parshas Vayigash. We continue in the Parsha. Not only does Yosef reveal himself to his brothers, but the Torah tells us in chapter 45, Pasuk 14, that when Yosef and Binyamin, the two brothers, same father, same mother, the Torah tells us, Vayipol al Sabre Binyamin Ochir Vayevk, that Yosef fell upon his brother Binyamin's necks in the plural, and he cried, Ubinyamin Bacha al Savarav, and Binyamin wept on his neck. Whoa, what's going on here? So once again, the Rashi brings the Gemara in Megillah to Zion, that this is not only a personal historical meeting of the two brothers, but this is what's going to be, Emir Tzashem, in the future, that they now realize, Baruch Hashem, they have the 12 Shvatim together, which was the dream of Yaakov, of having 12 Shvatim. And now they could come together, and Emir Tzashem is going to be two Bate Migdash in the Chelek of Binyamin. Whoa. So Yosef cries on Binyamin's necks, because in Shir HaShirim, the Beis HaMikdash is compared to the neck, as the neck is the high part of the human body, so too is the Beis HaMikdash the high point of Eretz Yisrael. And the idea is that they had a tremendous she'ifa for Shechina, that a tremendous desire for God's presence, especially in Eretz Yisrael. So they were thrilled to see that there'll be two Beis HaMikdash, but they were also troubled when they saw in the future the destruction of the two Beis HaMikdash. So there is this remez, strong hint to the future, that the moment was bitter sweet. Sweet in having Shechina, bitter in losing the Shechina. But we know that there will be the third Beis HaMikdash. Once again, the excitement of the remez, the hint in the parsha. Going further, Yaakov is told that Yosef bini chai, his son Yosef, is alive, and instead of having to go down to Mitzrayim, as the Midrash teaches, b'shar sheraos shel barzel, in chains, like a prisoner, because after all, the word to Abraham in Bereshis, Yud Gimel, chapter Tes Vav, Pasuk Yud Gimel, the word to Abraham was Yadoa Teda. This has to happen. There will be the Gullus, and the Torah doesn't say where, just Be'eretz Lo Lahem. And now that Yaakov is on his way down to Egypt, ouch, the Torah tells us that Yaakov was especially concerned that his children and descendants would assimilate in Egypt. So what does Hashem say in 46:3? Altira merdo Mitzrayim. Don't be afraid of going down to Egypt. Unbelievable. Kilagoi gadol asimcha sham. For it is just there that I will establish you as a great nation. Unbelievable. It's counterintuitive. But in the land of Tuma, that's exactly where the Jew is going to succeed and have the birth of his nationhood, going from 70 to 600,000 men when they leave Egypt. So, bedavka there in Mitzrayim. So Hashem says to Yaakov, Anochi eredim cho Mitzrayim, I will go down with you to Egypt, Shechinta begalusa, when a Jew goes into exile, he's not alone. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kaviyochol kvodo uva'atzma, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in Mitzrayim as well. Bionochi and I, a'alcha gam olo, I will literally go up with you. Now, unbelievable. What does that mean? I will descend with you. I shall bring you up. And on these psukim, there is an incredible Beis Halevi. The Beis Halevi says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, first and foremost, I will attach my name to you. And he promises Yaakov that he will not change the laws of nature except to save Klal Yisrael. He will do miracles, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence in the world will be known through Am Yisrael. Whoa, that's the Shira by the Yam, that we thank Hashem for choosing us as the vehicle by which the whole world knew of his existence when he split the Red Sea. And similarly, we are living in such special times today, whereby we see unfolding before our eyes the fall of regimes in the Middle East, the complete and total transformation which has happened so quickly that we don't yet know and realize the full picture. But we know one thing, that Hashem is the one who's running the show. And the schus that this is happening once again through us. I just wish to conclude with the fact that next Friday is Asara B'Teves. So it'll be a little bit too late if I were to first talk about it next Friday. We fast next Friday, Asara B'Teves, and it has one most distinct characteristic. The Avudraham teaches that if Asara B'Teves were to fall on a Shabbos, we would even fast on Shabbos. Whoa! Now we know the only fast we have on Shabbos is the biblical fast of Yom Kippur. Any other fast, the fasts for Tisha B'Av, Shavuos Tammuz, all these fasts, and if they were to occur on a Shabbos, we do not fast except for Asara B'Teves, says the Avudraham. Now the question is why? So the Chassam Sofer, in his Siddur, in his commentary on Slichos for Asara B'Teves, gives the following explanation, and that is as follows. On the year that Tisha B'Av occurred, that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, it was decided on upstairs, Beis Din Shalmala, on Asara B'Teves. Every year on Asara B'Teves, HaKadosh Baruch Hu convenes the Beis Din Shalmala and determines, will there be a fast of Tisha B'Av this year, or will Tisha B'Av be transformed into a holiday? Whoa! So the idea is that there are two kinds of avelus, two kinds of mourning. There's avelus yeshana, which is an old mourning, meaning for something of the past. So for example, some people fast on a yahrzeit. If their yahrzeit falls out on Shabbos, they do not fast, because that's an avelus yeshana. It's something which happened in the past. However, the Shulchan Aruch teaches that lo aleinu, if a person has a most disturbing chalom, bad dream, on Friday night, then al pidin, he's allowed to fast on Shabbos, because that's not avelus yeshana. That's Avelus Chadosha. It's a new Avelus. He's concerned about what was shown to him in the dream, lest it be fulfilled. What is Asara B'Teves? Next Friday, we fast. And even if it were a Shabbos, it can't fall out. The Chachamim rigged the calendar. But the idea is so very powerful. Next Friday, there is a convening of the heavenly court to decide, will there be the building of the third Beis HaMikdash this coming year, as we all pray at the end of every Shmone Esrei, Shebane Beis HaMikdash, B'mheiro B'yameinu, and the idea of just as we see so many remuzim, so many hints in the parsha about the future, so too does Asara B'Teves keep alive our strong she'ifa, our strong yearning for the third Beis HaMikdash, that please God would be built b'mheira b'yameinu. All able-bodied persons who can fast, should fast, must fast. If a person, however, pregnant women, nursing women, if someone is a chola, if someone is unfortunately ill, and check with your doctor, if your doctor says no, you're not allowed to fast. So let's please God, do the right thing, and we should be zocheh that through our tefillos and through our experiencing Chanukah, which ended yesterday with Zos Chanukah, and I just conclude with the Sfas Emes, who points out that all the biblical holidays begin with a Kiddush and end with a Havdalah. Not so Chanukah and Purim. There is no Kiddush to start, and there is no Havdalah to end. Chanukah does not end. And Amiyutz Hashem, the recommitment that we all assumed on Chanukah should please God be implemented. Sheyapone Beis HaMikdash b'mheira b'yameinu. Wishing everybody a meaningful fast and Shabbat Shalom to all.